You're listening to the Kelly to the Core podcast. Let's peel the apple and get to the good stuff with your host, Kelly Willenberg.
Welcome to Kelly to the Core. This evening, we're going to talk to Donna Cooney, who is the president of Multiples of America. Multiples of America is a 501c3 who is near and dear to my heart. My twin daughters are 35 years old, so I joined this organization over 35 years ago. And as a young mother of twins, this organization was my lifeline. And for many years, this was the connection for me as I moved across the country as a military wife, joining member club after member club across the country. And today I have mothers of twins friends all over the country. So I'm going to give Donna Cooney, the president of Multiples of America, a few minutes to tell everyone tonight what is Multiples of America and what do they do for parents of multiples around the USA. Donna, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Kelly. I'm very excited to talk about our organization, Multiples of America. It is a support organization for families that have multiple birth children. And so what we offer is camaraderie and understanding for the life of being a multiple parent. It's not the same as having singletons for sure. and it's a unique experience that really is unlike any other in the parenting world. And through this organization, there's local clubs, which help us find support in our areas. And then we have our national organization, Multiples of America, which lets us find support across the country. For me, I have started out as a member of my local club. My twins are almost 16. And without that support system, especially in the beginning, I don't know what I would have done. I was at a loss. None of my friends had twins or multiples of any kind. And through my organization, I met other parents of twins, triplets, and even quadruplets. And so that was a really unique experience as well. We actually had two members who had quads in our local club, which was really exciting during my tenure on the board of directors with them. And then now that I have teenagers, I look to our national organization for support of navigating the world of that, which is equally as difficult as it was when they were young. And then I look to...
It might be more difficult.
I think some days. and then I look to the members who have those older multiples, like Kelly, for advice on what's next. How do I help navigate college? How do I help having an empty nest when that comes? We're closer to that. And I think that I'm not alone. I think that's why our members join and stay, because we have that bond. We have several Facebook pages for our different types of families. We have our members only page. We have a leadership page for club leaders at the local level to come in and collaborate. We have our website. We have a Twitter account. We are hoping by the end of the year to have an Instagram account. So that's pending. We also have a multiple birth awareness is in April, and we'll be having an event that is across the country. At this point, we are going to do a virtual run walk event that members can either do it on their own, do it with their club, do it virtually, or actually do a run. So it gives a lot of options to help support our organization and get the word out about what we do. I think the biggest thing is we also have an international community as well, that if you're a member of Multiples of America, you're also connected to international clubs and organizations that also support multiple birth awareness. So there's a big community out there if you know where to look. So we are that organization on where to find more information for sure.
Well, I think having multiples myself and having been a member of so many clubs across the country, that connection with other multiples and mothers and parents, fathers of multiples, has been invaluable to me. I remember when I took my first, club meeting in, and I was, breastfeeding, and it was an unknown territory. And of course, even the hospital staff hadn't, witnessed or seen or been around a whole lot of people who had breastfed twins at that point in time. Now today, twins are more prevalent and multiples are more prevalent. There's, you know, more of a chance of having multiples today than there was back when I had multiples. But I think the club connection for me has been being able to ask other people, what do they do? I mean, one of the biggest questions in when my kids started school, and you can comment on this, was we put our kids in a kindergarten and they immediately told me that they had to be together, or excuse me, had to be separated. And I wanted them to be together because we knew we were going to be moving on a permanent change of station, as Dale was in the military at that time. And I knew that it might be a difficult move for the kids at the time that we were moving, because they were going to be only about 6 to 8 weeks into their kindergarten year. And I remember, you know, utilizing the multiple birth placement of multiple birth children in school booklet, and, you know, working with the principal and establishing some type of policy that the parent had some say so in it. And I helped lay the foundation for other parents of multiples in the future. Can you comment a little bit about that booklet and what support that gives to parents of multiples as they reach that point in their lives when the school says, guess what? You can't have these kids together whether you want it or not.
Sure. So we do have a school placement book that is available to our members, and it is a PDF edition so that it's easily shareable, and they are welcome to take it to their schools, their districts, their superintendents, whoever needs to hear it or see it. I think it's not only just beneficial for teachers, it's also beneficial if your principals need to understand how that dynamic works amongst twins. At the end of the day, it's a very personal decision. And so what the booklet does is it gives you the options that are available, from keeping together to separate to homeschool. If your child or children have special needs and they have to be at a different school than perhaps another child, how do you navigate that and make the best decision for your family? I was fortunate that I was not sure. At first, I wanted them together. And I was very lucky that our principal of our elementary school was a mom of twins. And so she had been through it. And so she had some sage advice and suggested that we separate, which ended up being the best thing for my two. I have a boy and a girl, and they were able to find their own voices through that and gain some independence from each other and not be in each other's shadow. And for my kids, that helped them a lot. But it was having somebody who actually understood and could walk me through it. The school placement booklet too, we do a revision every 3 years. There are some of our members are doctors and researchers, and so they have input, and it's got some cited research studies in it that are fairly up to date. The most recent. And so because state to state, it varies on what the requirements are. And sometimes district to district in your state can vary. Sometimes it's principal discretion. Sometimes parents are allowed to choose, things like that. So this really kind of gives you a guideline on how to help. But again, it doesn't tell you what to do. It gives you the what's out there so that parents can make some informed decisions on what's right for them and their family.
Well, I think you said something at the beginning of the interview that having multiple birth children is different than having a singleton. Challenges that come along for a parent of multiples can be different and can be new and can be unknown. And sometimes even schools struggle with, you know, what to do with multiples and how to treat them and, you know, to do the best for the kids. Because I think you have to think about the family situation. And I mean, even today with, you know, some of the classes being virtual, I know some friends of mine here locally that struggled with the virtual classes and making sure the kids were both being heard when one was a little more vocal than the other during virtual classes. So again, you know, our organization, Multiples of America, serves the members and the clubs and parents of multiples across the country. And that, to me, is the reason for people to seek it out. And researchers and educators know about Multiples of America and know where to find it. So do you want to tell everybody about the website and how to get to it?
Yes, for all of our information on what we have to offer, how to join, how to become either a member, join a club, or become an affiliate member, you can visit our website at www.multiplesofamerica.org. And if you need additional information, you can email our executive director at info@multiplesofamerica.org. We look forward to hopefully having some of your listeners join us, at least visit our page, see what we're all about. You know, it's a great group out there that we can offer this level of support and educate about what it is to be a multiple birth family.
I cannot agree more. Donna, thank you so much for joining us this evening. You've been listening to Kelly to the Core. I'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Kelly to the Core podcast. Subscribe to the show with your favorite podcast player directly or through our website, kellytothecore.com.